The Green Bay Packers are looking to potentially clinch a playoff berth this weekend when they face the Buffalo Bills. Will they be able to come away from Ralph Wilson Stadium with a victory? We'll find out with Drew Smith of Fox 11 on Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central next. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden, along with Alex Talich. We're talking some Packers football. We're getting ready for a game this weekend against the Buffalo Bills. To do that, we have a guest joining us on the line this morning. We have Drew Smith of Fox 11 in Green Bay. Mr. Smith, how are you doing?
Pretty good, guys. How's everybody doing out there?
Very good. We're glad to have you on the show. Now, Drew, I had the opportunity to meet you on the set of Inside a Huddle a few weeks ago as I was doing the Packers talk show circuit and wrote an article about that. And if you could explain to our audience your role as a talk show host in addition to what you do at Fox 11 on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you know, my day job, so to speak, is the sports director at Fox 11 in Green Bay. I do the nightly news, and we do a number of different Packers shows as well. I'm also the host of Inside the Huddle, where we've got Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, who join me on alternate weeks, and that's a syndicated show that kind of goes all around the state of Wisconsin. It's in all the markets in Wisconsin, and it kind of bleeds over into about six or seven different states. And we do that weekly from Burkle's One Block Over, which is a local bar here in Green Bay, is in front of a live audience, and a lot of fun. We do a lot of football. We do a lot of lifestyles and kind of what guys are like off the field. And that's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite things I do all week during football season is doing this show with the players, and it's a lot of fun. I also do the regular nightly news also. Newsman, I am anchorman. So that's a lot of fun too, though.
You know, how nice is it to have a pair of wide receivers, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, who are both in the midst of fantastic seasons? How nice is it to have them join you every week?
Oh, it's great. You know, we targeted, we always have kind of a short list of guys that we would like to have for the show, and we try to get the guys that are coming up and coming, and we started our relationship with Randall during his rookie year with Jordy probably 4 years ago before he was, when he was still the number three or four wide receiver. And so, we've been lucky. I was I co-hosted with Donald Driver for about 7 or 8 years. 10 years for almost every show with Donald Driver. So we've been very fortunate to have these great guys. And not only that, these are quality guys. I mean, these are great, not just football players, because obviously we see what they do on the field. But they're also quality guys off the field. You know, Jordy's got a young family. Randall's just a young guy kind of making it in the world, and he's a fun lover, but, keeps himself out of trouble, and he's just a great, gracious person. I mean, that's what we like to deal with is just the nice folks. And it doesn't hurt that these guys are fantastic. I mean, I tweeted this out there during the last game. I don't know that we will see another Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson type of a hookup. You look at what Brett Favre and maybe Sterling Sharp, maybe. But other than that, Favre never really had that kind of a connection with a receiver like Jordy and Aaron have right now. And it's fun to see. I mean, it's just great to watch. When's the next 40-plus touchdown coming? Even though everybody knows they're doing it, it doesn't matter. They're still able to get it done. So it's great to be able to have both these guys on the week after week, and the fans love it too. I mean, we usually get a pretty full house, and it's just fun to find out more about them off the field.
Now, I guess the question becomes, can Nelson and Cobb get open against this Bills defense on Sunday? Because this is a team they're facing with a pretty good defensive unit.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I think really you look at the athleticism of that pass rush and the fact that they are always getting after the quarterbacks. And I think the Packers really, this is going to be one really in the trenches on the offensive line particularly. I mean, the offensive line has been as good as any that Aaron Rodgers has ever had. And he has said that a number of times, that it's as good or better than any that he's ever had protecting him. And if they can continue that and neutralize that pass rush, then I think that Jordy and Randall and Davante Adams and whoever else, Richard Rodgers and Corliss, I think these guys will be able to find spots, find seams. The Bills really run off of that pass rush, and they run that. That makes everybody better, and that every defense will tell you that the pass rush is working. If they're able to get to the quarterback and shorten the clock, you can shorten the clock, then they're going to be able to get to the quarterback, and anybody can cover for 2.5, 3 seconds. And if you're already in the quarterback's kitchen, then that's going to be a problem. But we've seen during these games, Aaron Rodgers get 7, 8, 11 seconds of time to find somebody open. And that really has been part of the reason that Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw any interceptions. He's not hurried. He's hardly ever in a rush. And quarterbacks in a rush make mistakes. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be in a rush. And he's very careful with the football, yes. But if you're not in a rush, you're not trying to make something happen, and you're not trying to make something happen that shouldn't happen. And so that's why we've seen that success.
We're talking to Drew Smith of Fox 11 Sports in Green Bay here at Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central on a Friday morning. Drew, I think this is a week with a lot of storylines at the running back position. Eddie Lacy's been nursing a hip injury and has only practiced on just a limited basis all week. James Starks, meanwhile, is returning home. He's a Buffalo native. What is the running back rotation going to look like on Sunday?
You know, it would be interesting to see, because Mike McCarthy addressed that this week and said that there are so many factors that kind of go into that, that you've got the factors of the game day planning, what they do the week leading up, then the day of, and then as the flow of the game goes. Eddie Lacy's been a little bit dinged. He has been a little bit limited to practice this week, but he says he's feeling better and better. And I talked with James Starks this week, and he is just over the moon to be able to go back and play. I mean, he went to the University of Buffalo. He grew up in Niagara Falls, which is, you know, just down the road. He's played at Ralph Wilson Stadium before, like in high school, but he's never played there as a pro. He says he's got ticket requests coming out the ears, but he's going to have lots of family there. And it's just a big source of pride for him. And what James Starks has done in the last 3-4 weeks, and really over his career, I mean, think about this with James Starks. All these running backs that they've churned through, and since that Super Bowl year, he's been that constant, the guy that has never really been the number one guy, but he's been the guy that they've always said, we can always count on him. He's improved his pass catching out of the backfield. That's been really one of the detriments that he's had. And we saw him running very loose, very free, being able to hit slots and be able to turn the corner. We saw that against in the Packers' last win against the Falcons on Monday night. I think they've got a really nice change of pace, especially if Eddie's not able to be 100% and not able to go full speed. And don't forget Dwan Harris. I mean, he's been basically on the return team. But if they ever need him to step in there, they'll be able to do that as well. Gone are the days when John Kuhn is getting 15 carries when they've had to do a couple of times in the last 3-4 years with all those injuries. Knock on wood, they've been fairly healthy. Eddie's nursing the hip, but I think that they've got a nice rotation going, and it's almost to where they're taking one guy and then saying, all right, we're going to give him a breather to throw the other guy in. Give him a breather to throw the other guy in. Have Eddie Lacy for 2-3 series. Let's give him a breather. And James Starks comes in and the defense doesn't quite know what to do with him. And so that's been very successful. I think we'll see that continue as long as these guys stay healthy. And I think that Eddie's going to be fine for Sunday in Buffalo, although that field is not very forgiving. It's one of those rock solid, hard fields. It's not going to be below zero type of weather. It's going to be around freezing, maybe a little bit above. So the weather won't be horrible, which is, I think, helps the Packers in this.
Over on the defensive side of the football, there's been lots of attention on linebacker A.J. Hawk this week. Aaron Rodgers suggested Hawk is dealing with an injury on his radio show this week. And yesterday, Hawk denied that, not wanting to make any excuses. What do you think the real story is here, Drew?
You know, Hawk won't. He's always stood up and has always kind of told it like it is. I mean, if there was a situation, he would say it, but he would also probably want to hide. You know, football players like to hide the injuries. But A.J. Hawk also kind of losing a little bit of playing time to Sam Barrington. We see this happen all the time where, you know, the young guy finally gets into his own. He finally learns the scheme, and he's got the raw skills. And that's what we're seeing now with Sam Barrington is he is kind of moved into that role as being more athletic than A.J. Hawk, just with a younger body and less tread off the tire, so to speak. I think that A.J. Hawk still has such a huge value to this team in the clubhouse and locker room area. You know, not a lot of folks know what during the holidays, A.J. Hawk had about 25 players plus their significant others plus their kids, if they had any, over to the house for Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, that's what he does for this team. I mean, he's kind of the dad now of the team. I mean, teams always seem to have a dad, right? So right now, he's the dad of the team. You know, you remember you started talking about his dad strength a couple of years ago once he became a dad. He got that dad strength going. But he's been playing that role for a lot of these young guys. I mean, it's a very young team. It has always been a very young team. And I think that Hawk, with that dynamic of him helping the young guys and helping them out, has really helped a guy like Sam Barrington be able to be there. Now, whether he's injured or not, Sam Barrington has shown that he deserves to be on the field. And, you know, with the Packers' situations at inside linebacker, it's good to have a guy who has really kind of stepped up and shown some quality and shown that he can do that. They're still moving Clay in and out. You know, with the injuries that they've had there, we saw Brad Jones even get a little bit more time there. But, you know, I think that we'll see a lot of Sam Barrington going forward. And A.J. Hawk's going to be there if he gets his numbers called. He's got his helmet. Hopefully he'll be healthy enough to feel like he'll be able to contribute.
We're kind of waiting to find out with what happens to Devon House this week. But on Thursday, Mike McCarthy kind of hinted that this could be a rather serious injury. What do you think the odds are of Devon House playing this week?
Yeah, Devon House, remember he had that shoulder a few years ago that basically finished a season for him fairly early in that season. They're still trying to work through this shoulder injury now. I would say with that turf, as long as everybody else is healthy, you know, Sam Shields was still, I think, dealing with some of his concussion issues. He passed all the protocols, but he ended up on the bench at the end of the game last week, I think in part because he was just not being effective. He did not feel 100%. You know, I think that another week now for Sam Shields will get him healthy. Other than House now, it's a fairly healthy defensive back group, again, knock on wood, that, you know, they've got guys like Micah Hyde and Jarrett Bush and Williams and Sam Shields, all the guys, the depth that they have that they can run through those corners. I would be surprised if on Thursday and Friday, we'll see the day of practice, what kind of stuff he's able to do at practice on Friday. Usually that Friday practice is a good indicator as to how much he's going to play. If he can't, It's going to be tough. You got a guy like Sammy Watkins who's able to get down the field. Sam Shields, one of the fastest guys in the NFL, so you're hoping that that's going to help neutralize that. But we saw that didn't help a whole lot with Julio Jones as they were switching guys off on Jones, trying to find a guy that was going to be able to do that. But, you know, I think it does hurt their depth. But I think, you know, you only got 11 guys on the field. So right now, they're okay as long as nobody else goes down.
Drew, before we let you go, can you give us a prediction for the game? Does your employer let you do that? Sometimes I don't know.
For entertainment purposes only. I think it's going to be a tight one. I mean, this is come down to a field goal. It's a place the Packers have never played other than A.J. Hawk, Jarrett Bush, and Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, Jarrett Bush and Aaron Rodgers hardly played that game at all. And it's an AFC team, so it's an uncommon opponent. It's at a stadium that they're not really that familiar with. It's against a team that is fighting for a playoff spot. I think the Packers will win it. I think they can and will win it. I think it'll be low scoring. I think the Buffalo Bills have that. They've got a great pass rush. They'll neutralize the Packers offense a little bit. I see kind of like a 24-21 type of a win for the Packers in this one. It's a good win. If they can get that kind of a win, that is a great win for this team as they start headed toward the playoffs. It's a tough team on the road. Then they get Tampa, and then they're preparing for Detroit. You know, Cardinals just keep winning. It doesn't matter how many quarterbacks go down. So they got to keep getting those, keep winning if they want to try to make everything come through Lambeau Field, which is absolutely what they want to do.
Yeah, interesting game on Thursday Night Football last night. But, Drew, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Had a good time meeting you the other week, and let's do this again sometime.
Absolutely, Brian. Absolutely my pleasure. Anytime you want. And, hey, you're always welcome. here in Green Bay at our at Inside the Huddle. We'll save a special table for you in the corner right there.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining
thanks
us, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Drew Smith of Fox 11 in Green Bay joining us here at Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central on a Friday morning. Glad to have him join us. Glad to have you, the listener, join us as well. But now it's time for
Packers News of the Day.
In the past 24 hours at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, we already touched on a lot of the storylines from yesterday with Drew Smith, Eddie Lacy being limited in practice, A.J. Hawk's comments from yesterday. In addition to that, the one thing I wanted to add, same status quo from Wednesday practice to Thursday practice, same players limited, same players out. The one new addition was newly acquired defensive lineman Bruce Gaston, not seen at practice. I was kind of like, wow, the Packers just acquired this guy. What the heck's going on? And turns out he has just an illness. It wasn't a case where he was injured, wasn't a case where the Packers brought this guy in and he wasn't who they thought they were, so they cut him, which had gone through my mind, but was willing to definitely allow the injury report to come out first and learn that Bruce Gaston just has an illness. Hopefully he'll recover from that rather quickly. We will see. We're looking forward to the upcoming Packers-Bills game here and kind of going to spend the rest of the episode previewing that matchup. And, of course, Drew Smith touched on a lot of these things, but I do think this is a game that's going to be a lot about the Packers' offense versus the Bills' defense. And looked up some statistics this morning. The Buffalo Bills are number 5 in the NFL in total defense. The Buffalo Bills are number 4 in the NFL in turnover margin. And the Buffalo Bills are number 2 in the NFL in third down defense. And I think these are all going to be important things for the Packers to be able to be effective against. In other words, this is a Bills team that forces a lot of turnovers. The Packers are going to have to avoid turnovers. And thankfully, they've got pretty much the best quarterback in the NFL, maybe in NFL history, that avoids turnovers. Doesn't throw many interceptions, doesn't have many fumbles, and that certainly sets up to the Packers' advantage. But that third down defense, I think, is going to be the real key. This is a Bills D that's going to, you know, hold the Packers to several third downs. You know, it's not just going to be first down, first down, first down all the time. The Packers are going to see some third downs, and then whether or not they can keep those chains moving will be a really big key to this game so the Packers can maintain possession of the football, you know, do things like keep the ball out of the Bills' hands, and be able to run some clock off with guys like Eddie Lacy and James Starks, no matter what the rotation might be. I think it might, you know, almost be a 50-50 rotation this week, especially with Eddie Lacy perhaps not being 100%. James Starks coming off one of his best games of the year last week. Could be that kind of game for the Packers. And, of course, the matchup to watch will be the Packers' offensive line versus the Bills' defensive line. This is a unit coordinated by former Lions, a division opponent, former Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, now the defensive coordinator at Buffalo, and doing a heck of a job there. And he certainly has the chess pieces to work with, especially on the defensive line when you're talking about Marcell Dareus, Mario Williams. These guys are really good football players. Williams, the former number one overall draft pick a few years ago. Marcell Dareus himself, a first-round draft pick. These guys are talented, and they're going to challenge the Packers' offensive line. And thankfully, this is a unit that's been playing really, really well lately. The Packers' offensive line, pretty much ever since the bye, has been dominant. They've been opening up holes in the running game. They've barely been allowed Aaron Rodgers to be touched in pass protection. Haven't taken many sacks at all. I mean, across the board, David Bakhtiari, Josh Sitton, Corey Linsley, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, all these guys playing really great football. That should make for one heck of a matchup in the trenches. That should be really, really fun to watch on Sunday, how those units perform against each other. And you know, I just can't bet against the Green Bay Packers. It's, you know, they're playing so well lately. And I before I get to the prediction here, though, get to the other side of the football. When the Packers are on defense, I think the key is how the Packers secondary bounces back. And part of it has to do with that Devon House injury and Sam Shields now perhaps playing a bigger role. He'll be forced into a bigger role. You know, it kind of looks like Devon House may not play. And that, you know, last week, as Drew Smith mentioned, Shields was kind of sidelined late in the game as they took him out, as he was ineffective and went to Devon House. And I do think Sam Shields kind of had the built-in excuse that, you know, he didn't practice at all last week, or at least he only might have practiced the day before the game, and that was it. Missed all the practices prior to that. And I can see how that can be a disadvantage for sure. But this week may not have that luxury if Shields struggles again to take him out of the game. So it'd be really important for him to come back. And I think he's healthy this week. He's not listed on the injury report. He has been practicing, full participant. So Shields has that going for him. But we talked about it here on the show. Everybody in the Packers secondary seemed to be exposed at some time or another, whether it was Tremont Williams, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, although Clinton Dix's problems had more to do with his tackling than coverage, Morgan Burnett, even though Morgan Burnett did have an interception. They all have to play better this week against the Bills and rookie wide receiver phenom Sammy Watkins, who looks to be one of the best rookie wide receivers in the NFL. Oh, there's certainly a lot of good rookie wide receivers this year, but he's doing a really good job. So they'll have to be up to the task, and especially Sam Shields has to bounce back, has to play better, and hopefully that concussion will no longer be an issue. But as I was saying before, I can't bet against this team. Here the Packers are. The spread is Packers -5.5 points. And the over-under, I've seen the number most often, 50 points. What I see happening is a Packers 27-20 victory. I see it being a one-possession game and very close, going right down to the end. It could be a situation late in the fourth quarter where the Packers either have to drive for the winning score, or the Bills have the ball and the Packers have to hold them off for the win. Either way, I do think the Packers come away with the W here, just because, as I've been saying forever, I feel good about this Packers team. They find out ways to win, even in these past few weeks with, you know, that game at Minnesota, the game against New England, the game against Atlanta. Even though the Packers, those were close games, one possession games, at least by the end, they were close. The Packers defense hasn't always been lights out. And I do think, you know, being at home, the Buffalo Bills being at home, they're going to be motivated, and they're going to, the Packers aren't going to score 50, you know, like they were for a while. The Packers had, you know, back-to-back games where they scored 50 points. That's not going to happen. Packers not even going to score 40 this game. I think they'll be scoring in the 20s. And if the Packers can score 30 points on the road in Buffalo, that's an automatic W. You know, it could be the situation, you know, first to 30 wins. Well, the Bills are never going to get to 30, but I mean, if the Packers get there, that's a win right there. If they can do that against this Bills defense, that's an automatic W. But, I think it stays under the total for those gamblers out there. Had information passed to us by Odd Shark this week. in Buffalo Bills games this season, the under is 11-2 this season. I think that's partially because a lot of people underestimated that this Bills defense this year, and it's been really good. So expect kind of a low scoring game. So as I said, 27-20, that's 47 total points and under the over-under total of 50. So that's what I see happening. Expect another under here. But I do expect the Packers to cover barely. 5.5-point favorites. I've gotten win by a touchdown. Hopefully that's the case. Would love to see him win by more even. But that's the breakdown of this Buffalo Bills game. And now it's time for
the day ahead.
Today, on Friday at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, Devon House is going through testing to figure out whether or not he'll play this week. Packers kind of leaving open the possibility that his injury may not be as bad as feared. But here is head coach Mike McCarthy commenting several comments on Devon House's injury and what's going to happen with him today on Friday. So listen in.
Yeah, Devon House is going to have some tests tomorrow and maybe Saturday. So they haven't given me the itinerary for that. So we're still gathering information on his injury.
But probably not be able to play this week.
Well, we'll let you know tomorrow.
That kind of been the track of his career. I mean, he has a. I mean, you always talk about stacking successes. It seems like he's always had a little something that's kind of prevented him from doing that.
Well, I think you got to look at the film. I mean, I think if you watch the tape and you see the position his body was in, I mean, I think you understand the injury. So hopefully it's not as bad as they maybe initially thought, and then that's why you're gathering more information. So, I mean, it was a hell of a play by him. And I think, also Hooley was injured on the same play. I mean, both those guys were in an awkward position. So, I think it's clearly why you have to take a close look at those things. I mean, I don't think you just say, I think anybody probably might have been injured in that position.
Those are comments from Packers head coach Mike McCarthy during his Thursday press conference. So there is the possibility here that this is a rather serious injury. I see John on the live log has a comment. I have a feeling that House will be done for the year. It could be a situation like that. Obviously, the Packers are hesitant to place a guy on injured reserve if they don't have to. I mean, it could be a situation where he's just got to be out a week or two or three or whatever, and maybe they get him back by the playoffs or something like that. I think the Packers would hope for that kind of situation, but we could be seeing a situation here where Devon House does eventually go on injured reserve. Packers going to have to replace him on the roster with somebody. I'm speculating here, but the comment there from Mike McCarthy saying that hoping it's not as serious as they initially thought, that kind of indicates that this could be a serious injury for Devon House. We'll find out more today. Packers released their final injury report of the week on Friday. We'll get first the practice participation report, and then you get the game day projection where they list players as out, doubtful, questionable, probable, etc., etc. Waiting to find that out on Friday. So that's what's ahead in the world of the Green Bay Packers today. That'll do it for today's episode of Railbird Central as well. Thank you everybody so much for joining us. Thank you to Drew Smith for joining us on the show of Fox 11 Sports in Green Bay. Our call to action today, by all means, follow Drew Smith on Twitter. His Twitter account is Drew Smith Sports. Give him a follow, and by all means, tweet him up and say, hey, nice job on Railbird Central. We love it when our fans go and tell our guests that they liked hearing from them on the show. So please do that if you would. But have a good weekend, folks. We'll see you on Monday. We'll recap the Packers game here at Cheesehead TV. But for now. We'll see you later. On behalf of everybody here at TZTV, Jamie Snowden, Alex Talich, I'm Brian Caribou. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, the live edition of Railroad Central. We'll see you, folks. I leave you today with a song called Nemo by Humphreys McGee on Cy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go.